And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of October, 2011. 1919, on this day, Congress overrode President Woodrow Wilson's veto and passed the Volstead Act, which provided for enforcement of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The Prohibition movement, led largely by women who had a hard time making a living on their own, and many of them had seen their lives ruined when their husbands squandered the family income on alcohol. The law was not so enforced in big cities, and so prohibition was not so effective there. But in rural areas, it was. And when prohibition was in effect, death rates from cirrhosis of the liver fell by more than 50%, and admissions to state mental hospitals for alcoholism fell as well. It was on this day in 1886 the Statue of Liberty was officially unveiled and opened to the public. There was a big ceremony in front of the statue, which was under a veil. The sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi was alone in the crown of the statue, waiting for the signal to drop the veil. A speaker was droning on, and Bartholdi mistook the signal, dropped the veil, and the speaker sat down. It's the birthday of Evelyn Waugh, born in London, 1903, author of Bride's Head Revisited and many other novels. And it's the birthday of the man who developed the polio vaccine, Dr. Jonas Salk, born in New York City, 1914. The vaccine released to the public in 1955, and the number of people infected by polio went down from more than 10,000 a year to less than 100. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, In the Plaza. For 2 weeks, he's been watching the same girl, someone he sees in the plaza, in her 20s maybe, drinking coffee in the afternoon, the little dark head bent over a magazine. He watches from across the square, pretending to be buying something, cigarettes, maybe a bouquet of flowers, because she doesn't know it exists. Her power is very great now, fused to the needs of his imagination. He is her prisoner. She says the words he gives her in a voice he imagines, low-pitched and soft, a voice from the South, as the dark hair must be from the South. Soon she will recognize him, then begin to expect him, and perhaps then every day her hair will be freshly washed. She will gaze outward across the plaza before looking down. And after that, they will become lovers. But he hopes this will not happen immediately, since whatever power she exerts now over his body, over his emotions, she will have no power once she commits herself. She will withdraw into that private world of feeling women enter when they love. And living there, she will become like a person who casts no shadow, who is not present in the world. In that sense, so little use to him, it hardly matters whether she lives or dies. In the Plaza, by Louise Glick, from A Village Life, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.